This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Federal lawmakers have until the end of the year to negotiate a five-year farm bill. And if you think the farm bill only affects farmers, you would be wrong. All of us will feel the impact one way or another. For instance, if Congress doesn't reach a compromise, a provision affecting dairy will expire, and there's some speculation that milk prices could go up. Maybe they'll double. And a large portion of the farm bill supports nutrition programs like SNAP. More than 1.5 million North Carolinians receive benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Both houses want to cut the food stamp program. The question is, how much? Jeffrey Bennett is Washington reporter for News 14 Carolina. He is in Washington now and joins us. Jeffrey Bennett, welcome back. Good to talk with you.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about the keys in this. First of all, food stamps, two very different provisions, one in the House and one in the Senate. What do they look like?
Right. Well, about 80% of the farm bill goes to nutrition programs, including food stamps. And some conservatives have joked that the farm bill should really be called the food stamp bill. And so the Democratic-controlled Senate passed a farm bill in June with about $4 billion in cuts for food stamp funding. And the Republican-led House wants to cut food stamp funding by about 10 times as much, closer to $40 billion. So Republicans say food stamp spending is spiraling out of control, and Democrats say the program can't sustain drastic funding cuts. And it's worth pointing out for people who don't really know much about this program that food stamp benefits don't really even last most participants through the whole month. About 90% of SNAP benefits, SNAP is the acronym for food stamps these days, and about 90% of the benefits, according to the Department of Agriculture, are redeemed by the third week of the month. So the most needy have to turn to food banks for the rest of the food that they eat. And the average monthly food stamp benefit works out to being less than $1.50 per meal. So it's one of the reasons why Democrats have come out so vehemently against these cuts. And Democrat G.K. Butterfield introduced about 5 amendments to preserve the program, but those amendments were not successful.
Tell us where the North Carolina delegation stands on those changes.
Well, Democrat Kay Hagan and Republican Richard Burr, the senators, have both voted in favor of the Senate bill. And Republicans George Holding, Mark Meadows, they signed a letter that Richard Hudson actually wrote, and he asked the House Agriculture Chairman to keep the $40 billion in food stamp cuts in the final bill, that final bill that we're waiting for. And Democrat Mike McIntyre is actually on the committee that's negotiating the differences between the House and the Senate bill. And one of his big projects is the safety net for farmers, the insurance program. It's the other part of the farm bill.
Now, of course, over the years, eligibility, I mean, you talked about the fact that for most people, most families, food stamps doesn't make it to the end of the month. Eligibility requirements have been restricted over the years, so fewer and fewer people have been eligible. I mean, that has also taken place over the past decade or so.
Right, and the House bill actually rewrites some of the eligibility requirements, which would kick some of the people out of the program.
All right, so let's talk about the rest of the farm bill. As you said, most of it affects grain commodities. Most of the commodity portions of the bill which doesn't affect food stamps. So, what's the impact on North Carolina agriculture? Certainly, agriculture is very important to North Carolina, but not so much grains, right?
Right. Well, agribusiness is the state's top industry, as you know, and the farm bill affects crop insurance for farmers. It affects economic development programs for the state's rural areas, and it also funds agriculture research at NC State and A&T State. NC State gets about $8 million a year from the farm bill for livestock and food research. And, of course, there's the food stamp program, which we mentioned. But, you know, farm groups in the state want a deal. They say it's difficult, if not impossible, to make long-term plans without having a bill in place.
And again, you don't want to forget those 1.5 million North Carolinians who are on SNAP benefits. So let's talk now about this dairy subsidy, this fear that the so-called dairy cliff, milk prices could double. What's the story on that?
Yeah, right. There's actually talk in D.C. of a milk cliff, mm-hmm. which is a sign of these political times of showdowns and government shutdowns and fiscal cliffs. So in the absence of a deal by December 31st, the 1949 version of the Farm Bill would kick in because that's considered permanent law. And so that's the default if Congress can't come up with a new bill. And so if that happens, it would cause milk prices and dairy prices to increase to about $7 a gallon. And that's because under the 1949 Farm Bill, the government would buy dairy products at double the current market rate. And so, you think about $7 a gallon for milk, and that's enough to send shivers down the spine of anybody with young kids at home. Yeah. But the folks here in D.C. and people on the committee that I've talked to, or their aides, rather, say that a deal is imminent. It's just a matter of when.
And they could also pass an extension if they don't get a final deal. That's also in the wind, too. So let me get back to this, because I know that you talked to Governor Pat McCrory. He was up in Washington recently. You talked with him. We're talking about food stamps, and, of course, food stamp participation historically follows the unemployment rate. You asked Governor Pat McCrory about his decision to end long-term unemployment benefits. What did he say?
Right. So North Carolina is the first state in the union to reject federal money and put an end to unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed. So that's people out of work for 26 weeks or more. And the governor said that that decision incentivized people to look for work. And that is one of the reasons why the jobless rate in North Carolina is improving. And some Democrats say that his policies haven't actually been in place long enough to show any sort of discernible impact. But he disagreed with that and said that that was actually the case.
All right.
But later in the week, I talked with the labor secretary, an appointee of President Obama, we should mention, who said that he found Governor McCrory's assertions curious, to use his word. And he said that if people were looking for work while they were getting unemployment benefits, that's actually one of the rules. When you get unemployment benefits, you actually have to be looking for work. So the governor should not be claiming that is one of his unintended consequences of his decision. And he also said that if people were actually finding work when they were looking for it, it has more to do with the overall improving health of the economy. So that discussion about unemployment and food stamps and income inequality, which we've heard the president talk about, you know, all of this is coming to the fore in our political debate here in Washington and in North Carolina as well.
All right, Jeffrey, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much for the update.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett, Washington reporter for News 14 Carolina.